Hi, I'm Linda Pineacre from Living Intuitively. Today I'll be talking about manifesting for your soul. I'll share three exercises to help you to open yourself to receive more, remove obstacles to manifesting, and we'll also use visualization to help you to manifest something that you want. In my book, Make It Happen, Use Your Intuition and Positive Spirals, I talk about the importance of raising your vibrations through enthusiasm. This helps you to attract what you want, which creates more excitement, and raise your vibration even higher so that you create a positive spiral. This helps you to become a magnet for opportunities. The best way to manifest what you want is to create positive spirals in all of the areas of your life. If you look at your life, you'll notice that the areas where you're most able to manifest are the ones where you're enthusiastic about what you're doing. You're also more able to achieve your dreams and wishes when you trust your intuition, because this increases your receptivity to synchronicity, those wonderful uncanny events that help to bring you the people you need to meet, the things you want, and the exact information that you're looking for. Your heart chakra also influences your ability to receive. Your heart sends out and brings in energy. So the more open your heart energy is, the more you're able to receive. It works best when the energy is open and flowing. Love raises your vibration like nothing else can. The more love you experience, the higher your vibration is and the greater your ability to manifest. So send out loving thoughts so you can attract loving thoughts. This creates a positive spiral. You can create a positive spiral simply by loving something or somebody. Opening your heart to receive helps you to receive lots of things, including love in your relationships. Your heart chakra helps you to create harmony in your relationships. It'll help you experience compassion, forgiveness, and love. So we're going to do an exercise that will help you to open yourself to receive more in your life. Close your eyes and make yourself comfortable. Pull your spirit and energy fully into your body. And feel yourself sitting fully in the seat of your chair. This will help to make sure that you're grounded. Imagine love flowing in and out with each beat of your heart. Love whooshes in. It whooshes out. It whooshes in. It whooshes out. Think about the people you love most and send them love. Thank them for loving you. Open your heart wide to receive their love. Think of all the people who've loved you since you were born. Say thank you to them for all the love you've received throughout your life. Open your heart wide to receive more love. Thank the universe for sending you lots of love. You may open your eyes whenever you're ready. When you focus on the positive, such as feelings of love and gratitude, this helps you be more able to manifest what you want. Meditation, enjoying nature, appreciating life, and loving yourself and others helps to improve your ability to manifest. The next exercise will help you to remove obstacles to manifesting what you want. Close your eyes again and make yourself comfortable. Pull your spirit and energy fully into your body. Feel yourself sitting fully in the seat of your chair. Ask what obstacles are interfering with your ability to manifest. Notice what impressions you receive. What is the first thing that came into your mind? What other obstacles are there? Ask your spirit guides and loved ones in spirit to help you to remove these obstacles. You may relax in the faith that they will assist you. You may open your eyes whenever you're ready. You may have limiting beliefs that interfere with your ability to manifest. When I was growing up, I was taught that I should be embarrassed for having things that cost money. My father renovated our home, and I was always explained to people that he'd done it himself so people would know that we didn't have lots of money. And when I was in my teens, my wealthy cousin gave some of her clothes to me. I was used to wearing clothes that had been sewn by my mother or myself, and I was embarrassed to wear such expensive clothes. So I made sure that people knew that we hadn't had to pay for them. More recently, when I took some time to look at my own limiting beliefs, I remembered how I used to apologize for having nice clothes or a newly renovated home, and it certainly made that belief clear to me. And I became aware that after I moved to Vancouver Island, that whenever people complimented me on my home, I always told them I was only renting. I no longer tell people that I'm only renting because I realized that my belief was that it was non-becoming to have material things, and that was interfering with my ability to manifest. It's important to develop awareness of your limiting beliefs so that you can challenge them. For example, if you see people in expensive cars or homes and you assume that they're snobs or drug dealers, you need to challenge those beliefs because you have to be able to visualize yourself behind the wheel of that car or living inside that beautiful house in order to manifest one for yourself. You need to replace those limiting thoughts with thoughts that support your dreams, such as having more money will enable me to make a difference in more people's lives. I'm worthy. I deserve to be loved. When you catch yourself thinking negatively, place those thoughts and pictures in an imaginary rose. Just place that rose outside your aura, drop an imaginary firecracker or a bomb, and boom, blow it up. If you're having trouble thinking positively, recall something that pleased you. Think about what's going well in your life. Focus on what and whoever you love. Or recall something that brings a smile to your face. You may find it helpful to recall special memories to keep yourself in a positive frame of mind. Whatever works for you. Visualization can often help you to achieve your goals. Positive energy accompanies the visual images we send out in the universe and attracts more of the same. Visual images can also help you to feel and think the way you will when it happens. These are the thoughts and feelings that raise your vibration and create positive spirals to help you become a magnet for what you want. That's why it's helpful when you're trying to lose weight to place a photo of yourself with a slimmer body on the fridge door. Because visualizing yourself in that slimmer body helps you to manifest it. The following is a visualization exercise to help you to manifest what you want. So close your eyes and make yourself comfortable. Pull your spirit and energy fully into your body. Feel yourself sitting fully in the seat of your chair. Imagine placing a rose above your head. And imagine what will happen when you get what you want. Place a video of pictures in the rose that show you getting what you want. Some examples might include being told you received the job you want, you calling or sending emails or texts to family and friends to share the exciting news, and you smiling and confident at your new job. Imagine how you're dressed, where you are, and what you're doing. Savor the feeling of having achieved this dream. What would you share with others about what happened? Place those thoughts and pictures in the rose too. Now release this rose to the universe to be manifested. Let it go. You may open your eyes whenever you're ready. When I was living down in L.A., I had this dream that I wanted to live closer to water. So I lived in the excitement I would as if I had already lived close to the water. It took me 6 months, but I manifest my move to Vancouver Island. The minute I stepped on Vancouver Island, I felt at home. I love living close to the water, and I know now that I really could never live anywhere that isn't close to the water. Let your intuition show you the way to your dreams. Your intuition knows everything about you. It knows what's most important, and it'll help to make it happen. Keep your vibration high by being excited and passionate about your life. Live in the joy as if you already have what you want. Thank you for listening today. I hope this podcast helps you to manifest what you want. There are several free video and audio podcasts on my website. Each one includes exercises to help you to develop your intuition or manifest what you want. If you'd like to be notified when new ones become available, please subscribe to my podcast or sign up for my free email newsletter at www.lindapineacre.com. For more information about how to develop your intuition and manifest your dreams, you may order an autographed copy of my book, Make It Happen, Use Your Intuition and Positive Spirals. It's available in paperback for only $14.95 or ebook for $1.99 at www.lindapineacre.com. And please share my podcast with your friends. Thank you.